Saudi forces have in their latest attack killed one person in the Shia-majority town of Awamiya. Troops targeted a bus carrying residents who were fleeing the town. Fighting between Saudi troops and activists has intensified over the past few days, forcing many to take refuge in neighboring cities of Dammam and Qatif. Residents accused the security forces of pushing them out of Awamiya, firing randomly at homes and cars. Houses, shops and businesses have also been burned or ruined in the clashes. Unrest has been on the rise in the town since May, when the Saudi military began razing to the ground the old section of Awamiya in a bid to arrest fugitive anti-government activists. The escalating violence has left several civilians and two security forces dead. To discuss that, we're now joined by Dr. Kevin Barrett, who is author and Middle East expert, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Madison. Dr. Barrett, what do you make about what the Saudis are doing in Awamiya?
Well, the Saudis are very good at razing things to the ground. Like the Israelis, they have been demolishing and destroying holy places for quite some time, and now they've razed to the ground the old historic part of Awamiya, and they are getting themselves into these fights with people who are resisting some of their extremist policies. I think the Saudi regime is on very shaky ground right now. They've had a kind of a transition in power that isn't maybe fully complete. There are factions in the royal family that aren't happy with the current leadership, and the current leadership is extremely reckless. And this kind of destruction that we're seeing within Saudi Arabia itself, in this case, parallels the kind of destruction that Saudi Arabia has been inflicting elsewhere, including in Syria and especially Yemen, where the Saudis have pummeled Yemen and flattened so much of that country, creating such an immense amount of human suffering. They're having a hard time hanging on to their ill-gotten kingdom. They're not really enjoying any legitimacy. They never have. They've been propped up by first the British and then the Americans ever since this Saudi royal family's monopoly on power in most of the peninsula was established. And today, the region is slowly shifting out from under this U.S. and Zionist kind of imperial hegemony as we're moving into a multipolar world. So the Saudis are not very certain about their future in this multipolar world, where they can't really count on being propped up any longer. And because they have no more faith in the U.S., they're building a very tight alliance with the Israelis. And that's not going to be very popular in the region, because everybody in the region, pretty much, including most people in so-called Saudi Arabia, recognizes this genocide in Palestine and this desecration of the holy places for what it is. So they're going to be seeing increasing unrest, and they're probably going to respond brutally and clumsily. And I think that we're seeing just the beginning of what could become a lot more instability within so-called Saudi Arabia.
Okay, Dr. Barrett, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your sharing your insight with us.